Welcome to the SOME Insights podcast.
SOME stands for social media, of course.
I'm Dante Licona, social media strategist and a consultant.
And I'm Matthias Lufkens, founder of DigiTips.
In our podcast, we talk to people who manage social media accounts for organizations and their executives. They all have interesting stories to tell.
The idea is to learn how they're managing accounts, how executives engage on each platform, and hear their tips and tricks. We want to learn from the best cases of social media use.
Today we have with us Kaveya Rinaki Brock Sutton Allen. Kaveya was born in Tarawa, the capital of Kiribati, an archipelago in the Central Pacific, halfway between Hawaii and New Zealand. Kaveya, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi there, guys. Yeah, I'd love to. I was born, like you said, in Tarawa, actually in a village named after the shop that it's behind called Antabuka. And a year and a half after I was born there, I was adopted to the United States of America. And I've been living here ever since. And I'm actually coming to you from Utah.
Kaveya, you run the official accounts for the Republic of Kiribati on X, which has won the internet over the past week. I think the account has grown from 300 to 35,000 followers, and it's still growing. The first question that comes to mind, is it an official account? Are you affiliated with the Kiribati government?
My affiliation with the Republic of Kiribati, specifically with the current government, is a lot looser than I've let on. So initially, there was a bid with a contract supported by the Asian Development Bank, as well as communication with the Tourism Authority of Kiribati. And so the account was actually developed and meant to be under the auspices of the Tourism Authority. And paperwork was submitted with a proposal, as well as how it aligned with the Kiribati Vision 20 program or plan. And while that didn't go anywhere, I just kept the account as a proof of concept. Just trying to retweet as much possible positive and informational news, as well as things that could possibly inspire tourism. And it kicked around for a little bit and very recently picked up traction because of a couple of screenshots that got to meme pages.
You decided to open the account because you are from Kiribati and you have that attachment and it's part of your culture?
Yes. So while I was adopted, I was able to return in 2019 for an internship. Actually two different roles. One role was for the Kindling Kiribati program, where we offered up business classes to mothers, as well as microfinancing options after they had completed those business classes. And then also I was there as a liaison for the Blue Frontiers, which is a seasteading organization. And in my time there, I was able to reconnect with both my birth family as well as my homeland's culture, which was an extremely beautiful opportunity, and still one that obviously resonates and affects me today. And I think that's one of the reasons why I can tend to wax a little poetic with my interactions with the country digitally through the account.
You have managed the account for several years now, and you have shot the internet fame with a single reply on X to a user who had mocked the names of the settlements on Christmas Island, which is one of the islands of the archipelago, where the settlements are called Paris, London, Poland, and Banana. And you reply to that map that the user shared by, "Fine, you're not invited." No government would ever respond to a user so bluntly, and the post went viral with, 27 million impressions and 500,000 likes. Tell us why you decided to change the tone of voice of the account.
I think I speak for a lot of community managers or social media interns out there that end up having to manage these sort of resources. When I say that it can get a little monotonous, just doing the positive stuff and having like an almost sanitized spin on interacting with the real world. And so in my time managing the Twitter account, both this time and the time before, I did see a lot of patterns. And one of them was people just clowning on the names, especially of those villages on Christmas Island. And I couldn't help myself every once in a while. I tried to limit myself to comments because I didn't want like the full-blown post to really be what was focused on. But I would usually comment something snide or snarky, never too rude, but just a little bit edgy, I guess. And when people would visit the profile and see the bio, they'd usually be like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I can't believe somebody in charge of an official account would say something like that. I mean, obviously not very official, but I think, yeah, that was just one of those rare moments where I kind of slipped up. I think I posted three times that night, and that was really the only one that, that for some reason, somebody must've caught a glimpse of it in the wild, screenshot it, and then it circulated throughout all the meme pages, and then Instagram memers and stuff, and it took off from there. And I'd like to disclose fully that me and that account, the one that I was replying to, we've since, I think, made up. There were a lot of people that were like, I can't believe you got roasted by the official account. But as soon as we had a couple of more interactions, I think Vox Doc, I don't remember the full handle. Like it was a big account, and they're pretty geography focused, and so while they were coming in from a position of just like, oh, these are funky names, they were pretty respectful and very amiable throughout all of our interactions. And so I want to make sure that that's out there in the public, that so people don't know that we've since followed both of each other on that account, and everything's doing just fine. I think she's currently bidding for a free flight or a vacation out to Kitabase. But I'm betting that with the publication of this podcast, as well as a couple of articles recently, most people might reasonably understand that I don't currently have the authority to offer free flights yet. But maybe one day.
Is it fair to say that you were surprised by the response? Because I mean, it was enormous. We were crunching the numbers, more than 2 million interactions just on Instagram, and all the millions of views on X. It's been impressive.
Yeah, I've only seen a couple of people. I've had friends. So I've referenced this, I think, early in this discussion, but this is the second time that I have run the official government account. The first time was in 2021 to 2022, I believe, for a full year, actually. And it was with the Gov Kitabase account. So I did was reverse those words and then made a second account. But I ran it for a full year. It had a lot of positive interactions. I remember one time there was a girl in the UK running a mock parliament or no a mock United Nations simulation, and I followed her, and all of her classmates lost their minds, and it was a really positive interaction, and I'd like to think that was pretty motivational. I think she did pretty well with her simulation. At least it seemed like the majority of her classmates, that they all changed their Twitter handles to match their country names. And I really like to hear that she got some extra credit in class because of that. So with that initial success, with the Gov Kitabase account, that's when I tried to go the legitimate route and submit with the contract work as well as the volunteer work through the Asian Development Bank and then the Tourism Authority of Kiribati. Mm-hmm. Not to like show my hand too much, but I still am in communication with the president's office, and I would like to hope that there could be a possible future where they are able to utilize the platform that I tried to build them. It's gotten a little out of hand. It's a lot more people than we could have possibly hoped to reach, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I apologize. I might have completely deviated from the initial question, but I was sorry.
Talking about the future, I mean, you have given, you know, a boost to Kiribati on the digital map. You know, even on the map, people wouldn't even know where the archipelago is. So, you know, what is the future? You know, will you transfer it to the government, or would you rather the government pay you to run the account?
I'm at this point, I would not need any money. I work freelance social media consulting, and so this has been just a really fun side project for me to have. Like, you know, every once in a while getting a little sarcastic in comments, but more focusing on the positive posts. And the future right now is, to be honest, a little unclear, but I am fairly optimistic that we do have unique opportunities coming for us, both this account as well as the country of Kiribati in general. I think what this account shows is that ultimately a lot of people wanted to believe that there was a startup country out there, upstart maybe would be a better word, that was kind of just flinging caution to the wind and willing to engage with Twitter users or anybody else in social media in an irreverent and disruptive way. And I'd like to believe that there might be some social media interns or community managers out there that might take a leaf out of this book. I mean, I'm definitely sitting on the shoulders of giants. There have been plenty of social media accounts, corporate ones, that have taken a similar, if not completely perfect copy of this, or were ones that I completely copied. Wendy's is definitely one that comes to mind. And so as far as the future goes, I hope that countries give their social media managers, their social media interns, their community managers, whoever it is that they have in charge of their accounts, maybe a little leniency when it comes to interacting with people on any platform. They probably don't have to go too hard on the niche anime or whatever references that I've kind of done. That's definitely a lot of my personality. And I think that at the very least, I could possibly try to bring a couple of, not thousands, but maybe a couple hundred other people over to personal accounts or other projects that would have a similar sort of irreverent and disruptive tone. Got a lot of fires in the pokers, I believe, or a lot of different leads, but we'll see, definitely.
Well, and as we were just discussing before start recording, Matthias already gave you some piece of advice, right, in terms of how to keep the account for now. Matthias, do you want to share it with the audience?
Yes, in a way, you're impersonating an official government account, so I think the best way to avoid being suspended is to add unofficial to the profile on X, you know, which is still as, you know, as powerful, especially with the number of followers you now have. So I think that is, you know, a solution to keep it going. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you will have the government helping you. The government, of course, of Kiribati is not the most wealthy. I was thinking you might even set up a GoFundMe campaign, you know, basically helping you continue what you do on the account. I understand it's, you know, it's a hobby for you.
So I've been mulling it over, and I think we'll see if it works. I honestly, I think in the spirit of the initial success of the account, I would feel a little bad about, I'm looking for the right words. I would feel like I definitely deliberately, pulled the wool over the eyes of the thousands of people that followed me. I mean, I did, but also I would feel bad about, all of a sudden turning and saying like, oh, I just really want to stay on the platform. I'm an unofficial account. And so I think a compromise in between, the impersonation and like the acknowledging that it's an impersonation might be to put something like government in exile or something. I don't know. Well, and if it gets taken down, I don't think I will fight it that hard, because success like this, and you know, virality is fleeting, and it's just been a really fun run. Ultimately, I've gotten followed by a lot of really cool people, and interacted with accounts that I don't think I would have ever been able to reach any other way. And I think that's kind of just says something about the wide range of people that kind of had that same sort of aspiration, or they're seeking this sort of message, whatever it is. While I am still currently in those talks with the president's office, specifically with the official who alerted the media that it was a fake account, I'm honestly open to whatever comes. It's been nothing short of an honor, to see how many people resonate with the message that my people have. My people are ultimately a very loving and caring people. And I was told that Kiribati is the perfect place if you want to live a near homeless life, because you can live off the land and you can set up a very simple shelter. And because of how warm it is, you can survive on the bare necessities for the rest of your life. And for me to come from a people that's so humble, that's so willing to, it's a cliche, but to give you the shirt off of your back, and then bring that to a place like Twitter, which is full of so much so many voices and so many conflicts, I think it's a beautiful thing. And while I would hate to see it go away, I'm really just grateful that my people had a chance to stand in the spotlight, even for just a brief time.
The power of social media. Kaveya, Rinaki, Brock, Sutton, Allen, thank you so much for joining us in the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us for this bonus episode of the Some Insights podcast with me, Dante Licona.
And me, Matthias Lifkens from Digitips. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.